Good morning. My name is Mr. Kessler, and I'm a student teacher from Slippery Rock University. I'm currently student teaching with Mr. Elliott at the intermediate and senior high school. I previously student taught at Center Township Elementary School with Mrs. Wilkinson.
And good morning, and thank you for listening today to our lesson. I'm Mr. Elliott, a health and physical education teacher traveling between the Butler Intermediate and Senior High Schools. For those of you participating at home today in the lesson, you'll need a pen or pencil and a calculator. And we'll keep posted on when you'll need those items throughout the lesson. But if you'd like to take a few moments in about 15 seconds or so to collect those items right now.
The Rachel Challenge quote of the day, speak with kindness. For every positive change you make in your life, something else also changes for the better. It creates a chain reaction. This quote was said by Leon Brown.
Our topic today that we'll be covering is on nutrition. We will answer several questions today. What is good nutrition? How much should I be eating? What should I be eating if I have to have a healthy diet and good nutrition? And what happens if I eat poorly? So let's start at the beginning, Mr. Kessler. What is good nutrition?
Good nutrition is an important part of leading a healthy lifestyle. Combined with physical activity, your diet can help you to reach and maintain a healthy weight, reduce your risk of chronic diseases like heart disease and cancer, and also promote your overall health. Good nutrition is the key to good mental and physical health. Eating a balanced diet is a very important part of good health in every person. The kind of food and the amount of it you eat affects the way you feel and how your body works.
Eating healthy and having good nutrition has several positive effects on your overall health. It increases your energy, boosts your mental power, helps prevent diseases, improves heart health, strengthens bones, and reduces stress. It's shown in children who eat healthy with adequate nutrition provided in their daily meals that helps them better learn and be more productive in the classroom.
The foods you eat affect your health and quality of life. Healthy foods provide you with energy that helps you with being physically active, staying mentally alert, and feeling your best. Healthy eating is important because it helps reduce the risk of getting diseases and supplies the body with nutrients and energy for effective functioning. Combining good nutrition with physical activity can help a person maintain a healthy weight. Dietary habits established in childhood often carry into adulthood. So teaching children how to eat healthy at a young age will help them stay healthy throughout their life. Have you ever heard of nutrients? If so, list a couple of nutrients that you know. So at this time, you can write down a couple of your thoughts on that paper.
Able to come up with a couple different nutrients in food. Some examples of nutrients would have been carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins like A, B, or C, and minerals like iron or zinc and water. Nutrients are substances that provide nourishment essential for growth and the maintenance of life. These would be growing, repairing, and building body tissue, and regulating body functions like transporting oxygen or strengthening your immune system. However, no single food or food group will provide you with the right amount of nutrients. But by consuming a variety of different foods from each food group, you can meet the daily requirements of healthy nutrition. Nutrients also supply the body with energy or calories. There are three nutrients responsible for all the caloric value in our diet, and those nutrients would be carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. So, Mr. Kessler, what is a calorie?
Calories are a measure of energy, normally used to measure the energy content of foods and beverages. Use the calories you eat and drink for essential functions like breathing, thinking, and as well as everyday activities. Any excess calories you eat will be stored as fat, and consistently eating more than you burn will cause weight gain over time. How much calories are in a certain food describes how much energy your body could get from eating or drinking it. So how many calories should we eat?
A good baseline to follow for calorie consumption is about 2,000 calories per day. But this question is largely based upon your lifestyle factors. For example, your age, sex of your body, weight, and activity level. A 25-year-old is going to need more calories than someone who is 70 years old. Also, a person working a labor job is going to require more calories than a person mainly working from a desk. Calories are energy, so our physical activity and energy output are the major factors in how many calories we need. So at this time, let's get out that pen or pencil, paper, and a calculator. We're going to do a little math. We're going to walk you through some steps to find out how many calories you need per day.
So our first step is to find your estimated BMR. You can find this by putting down your current weight, and then for girls, you're going to multiply that by 10, and for boys, multiply that by 11 to find your estimated BMR. While you're calculating your BMR, what does BMR stand for? It stands for the basal metabolic rate. So once you get your calculation, circle your total number and label it number one for this first step, as you'll need to come back to this number later on. So again, to find your estimated BMR, you're putting down your current weight. Then for girls, you're multiplying that by 10. And for boys, times 11 to find your estimated BMR. And once you get that total number, circle it and label it number one.
For our second step, we are going to calculate the calories needed for our own personal activity levels. Now, before we start with the math, we're going to have to decide what our activity level that best fits our lifestyle. I'll be giving you a couple options here. You'll need to decide which one best works for you. There are three of them. The first option, or option A, is light activity. The second option, or option B, is moderate activity. The third option, or option C, is very active. Now, I'm going to describe this for you here shortly. So, option A, or light activity, if it falls to what you describe your lifestyle, would be about less than 7,500 steps per day, or 3.5 miles walked. And if you have, you know, a Fitbit or a tracking device, you'll be able to kind of get an idea of where you're at with those. So that's light activity, less than 7,500 steps per day, or about 3.5 miles. Option B, moderate activity. This is anything under 10,000 steps, but more than the previous amount, and about 5 miles or less walked a day. And that's option B, moderate level activity. If you're someone that describes yourself as very active, you know, playing sports on a regular basis, you know, accumulating more than 10,000 steps a day, or more than 5 miles walked, that would be someone of a very active lifestyle. So take a time right now to figure out which one you are. Either you're lightly active, moderately active, or very active. Now on to the math. All right, you're going to need your answer from step number one, that circled answer. You're going to be taking that number and going to multiply it with a number associated with your activity level. So if you chose option A, very light activity, you're going to take that answer from number one and multiply it by 0.3. Again, if you chose option A, light activity, you're going to multiply that number by 0.3. If you chose moderate activity, or option B, you're going to take your answer from number one and multiply it by 0.5. Again, multiply that number from answer from number one and multiply it by 0.5. If you chose option C, the very active option, you're going to multiply that answer from step number one by 0.7. Again, option C, or very active, 0.7. So just to repeat that one last time, for light activity, answer from number one times 0.3. For moderate activity, your answer from number one multiplied by 0.5. And for the third option, if you chose very active, the first step answer by 0.7. When you finish the math, please circle that answer and label it number two, as you will need this answer in the next step.
So now, after you get your calculations from these first two steps, you will now add your totals from step one and step two to get a final number. And then you're going to multiply that by 0.1 to get your total number for this third step. Once you get that total number, circle this and label it number three, as you will need this answer for the next and final step. Again, after you get your calculations from step one and step two, you're going to add those two together and multiply it by 0.01 to get your total number for this third step. Once you get that total number, circle it and label it number three.
Our final step today is to add the three circled numbers together. So step number one plus step number two plus step number three. Again, our final step here is to add the three circled numbers together. Number one plus number two plus number three. And this is going to equal the amount of calories that we should be consuming on a daily rate to maintain our current weight. So given your activity level in life, this number we found is the amount of calories needed to maintain your weight every day. This leads into what we'll talk about with healthy eating and how we can get the most nutrients for our daily calorie consumption.
You want to stay within the recommended servings listed when figuring out how much to eat for a meal. You want to choose foods that are low in fat, sugar, and salt. Foods with lots of sugar have proven to increase your risk of cardiovascular disease. You should eat a variety of foods from each food group. Can you name the five food groups? On your paper, write down the food groups that you can think of.
All right, let's see how you did. Hopefully you were able to come up with these five food groups: grains, vegetables, fruits, dairy, and protein. These are the five food groups that coincide with My Plate, which is an eating guide that has recently replaced the food pyramid that many of you may be familiar with at home. We've previously talked about getting proper nutrients in our daily diet, and there isn't one food group that provides all the nutrients we need. A healthy and balanced diet is getting food from all the food groups. It allows us to get all the vital nutrients we need. So let's take a closer look at each of these five food groups. The first food group we'll be talking about today is fruits. Now take a moment and think about how many fruits you should have per day. And then with that, which fruits do you find yourself eating the most? Do you think it's enough? So the answer to our question is, there are two servings of fruit recommended per day, each serving roughly about 150 grams. That's about a medium-sized apple, 1.5 bananas, or a cup or two handfuls of blueberries. Fruits have been found to be effective in reducing the risk for cancer. Fruits are high in fiber and water, which makes us feel full after eating and helps us reduce the risk of overeating, which can cause weight gain. Fruits have a lot of vitamins and minerals in them to help reduce the risk of cardiovascular conditions. Potassium and magnesium are also found in fruit to help lower blood pressure.
So the second food group is vegetables. So what vegetables are your favorite to eat? Eating vegetables have been found to really strengthen your body and reduce your chance of cardiovascular disease. Different vegetables can help protect your bodies in different ways. So it's important to eat a variety of different vegetables in your meals. Also, most vegetables have been found to help protect you from getting different cancers.
The next food group we'll look at is grains. Grain food is mostly made from wheat, rice, oats, rye, and corn. Popular grain foods include bread, oats, biscuits, rice, corn, noodles, and English muffins. Eating grains is recommended to have half your grains be whole grains, like whole wheat or brown rice. Grains have been found to help reduce the risk of coronary heart disease.
The next food group is protein. So what protein foods can you think of? Some of the most popular include beef, pork, sausages, chicken, turkey, fish, eggs, almonds, and peanuts. Also, eating fish has been found to include a lot of health benefits, including lower risk of cardiovascular disease, stroke, and lowering risk of dementia in elderly people.
The final food group today is dairy. We should be consuming about 2 to 3 cups per day. Dairy products include milk, yogurt, and cheese as some of the most popular forms. Dairy has various benefits to our health, with having a good source of vitamin A and D, protein, and calcium. It helps us grow big and strong.
So what are some consequences that poor nutrition and lack of physical activity can do to your health? Most Americans are not physically active at levels to maintain a proper health. Americans don't meet the recommendations of eating fruits and vegetables intake for each day. Adding to that, the majority of adults in the U.S. at 81.6% and adolescents at 81.8% don't get the recommended amount of physical activity. The result of this is that the U.S. has had an increase in obesity. Approximately 1 in 3 adults and 1 in 6 children or adolescents are considered obese. These bring up serious health concerns with increase in heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes.
And to finish today, getting people to eat a healthy diet and participate in regular physical activity, reaching and maintaining a healthy body weight is very important to achieve for every person. With eating a healthy diet and regular physical activity, we can help people achieve feeling better and improving overall lifelong health. Thank you for joining us. I'm Mr. Elliott.
And I'm Mr. Kessler. We hope you have a great day.